Welcome to season 4, episode 2 of The Stuck Stops Here. This is Tammy Atman, and I'm with
LW No Lie, and welcome to The Stuck Stops Here.
Sometimes I can't help it. I count the good times I never had. I woke up and felt breathing in all your bad. I'm the furthest I've
ever. Today we're going to talk about lyrics. And the reason why I want to talk about lyrics is because I do a lot of meditating, and a lot of people who are on the healing journey, no matter where you are, meditate. And if you're doing, you know, thought research like I've done and like LW has done, everything's about, you know, reducing the amount of negative thoughts and increasing the amount of positive thoughts. We spent a lot of episodes talking about why we are addicted to negative thinking, why we were raised on it, and why it's so hard to get rid of. So as I've said before, I love words, always have. And what I hope, you know, today's podcast is called Musical Affirmation and Lyrical Validation. So what I really hope to do with my lyrics, in combination with LW's fabulous vocals and technical musical engineering, is to accomplish the same thing that meditation does, that yoga does, and sort of inform, engage, entertain, and empower musically and lyrically, so that after you've watched a video or read that book or have gone to a self-help class, whatever it is that you've done, this, you know, you get a song that, you know, sticks inside your head. I would hope, my goal is that my lyrics and LW's music does the same thing. How's that sound?
That sounds amazing. I agree with you 100%.
Well, it's about time. You argue with me a lot.
All the time.
Hurts my feelings.
Well, this is great. I'm so happy we're finally talking about the songs, because we've been writing a lot of songs, and it's exciting to talk about, you know, the subject matter and the lyrics and all that stuff. So this is cool.
So the first album that, you know, we released a few months ago is called Torch Songs for the Healing Journey. So, you know, the Torch Songs is sort of a catchphrase for, you know, anthemic type songs, you know, uplifting, you know, empowering, motivational. So, you know, that's where the Torch Songs, and it's for the healing journey, because no matter where you are on your healing journey, whether you've just woken up and realized that your toxic parents are really toxic and that you're not, or you're really far down the healing journey and maybe just need to remind yourself and also enjoy how much you've learned and how far you've come. So that's where the Torch Songs for the Healing Journey album title comes from. So, and the music's on, you know, Google, Spotify, Apple, and again, under The Stuck Stops Here. I'm keeping it consistent.
Yes. So we have 10 songs
in from the first album.
First album. Right. We're actually working on our second album currently. And the song you heard earlier, Broken and Brave, is from our next series of songs. But right now we're going to talk about the first 10 from the Torch Songs for the Healing Journey.
Right. First song is called A Thousand Faces. And, you know, I when we write and collaborate, I like the songs to be as general as they are specific. So when you think about A Thousand Faces, you know, I think of that in a couple of different ways. You know, A Thousand Faces is all the narcissists in the world being the socially charming people that they are to everyone else except the people that they're supposed to care about.
That's right. So let's take a listen to a little bit of A Thousand Faces.
Drowning in a twisted glory, told myself an untrue story. Pretty monsters brought me down, down, down. Venom rippled all around.
The Thousand Faces is also is my way of accepting responsibility for all the crazy roles that I've played, in a codependent way, and the self-sacrificing choices that I made, where I had to be, perfectionism is a face I wore, striving for excellence all the time, without giving myself a break, was another face that I wore. Having to, play the hero role for different people at different times in my life was another face I wore. So A Thousand Faces talks about the roles that we play and also the masks that we wear for different reasons. So that's where, A Thousand Faces comes into play. So the other thing I wanted to mention about the song is, the child screams, wake up, wake up. The child.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. So we get disconnected from our inner child as a result of a toxic upbringing and generational trauma. We all do. It goes back, hundreds of years. So, but the inner child is the one that's screaming to get out to the inner truth, inner child, inner peace, authenticity. It's all in that same category. So that's, deep down, you're ignoring your truth, your inner child. And that's where that line comes in. And that's part of our stress, part of our negative thoughts is ignoring that. So that sums up A Thousand Faces.
All right, let's move on to the next song.
It's called Find You.
Find You.
So I start off with nothing ever comes when you chase it. And the reason for that is I chased everything. I chased validation. I chased happiness. I chased impossible goals. I chased inner peace. It never worked. None of it. All I did was, run around in circles.
You spun your wheels.
All the time. Again, motivated by negative thoughts. Motivated by being totally unable to regulate my emotions and deal with reality as it was.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear a little bit of it.
Absolutely.
Just Find You.
Nothing I feel was ever real.
Wow, that is so pretty.
You did all right.
You
did
that.
All right. So, you know, one of the inspirations for the chorus there was reading John Bradshaw's Healing the Shame That Binds You. So, which is what it does, because we are taught shame. And, you know, shame manifests itself into narcissism or to codependency. And again, this is not absolute, it's a spectrum. I'm speaking from my experience and my interpretation of the things that I've read. So, you know, when I say stealing the blame inside you, heal the shame that binds you, it's just taking your soul back. And, you know, I also say tired of being your next meal. Tired of being your next meal. That goes out to the narcissist, because when narcissists raise children or with relationships with anybody, you are their supply. You have no other purpose other than to quickly adapt to their ever-changing chaotic moods.
They need a victim. Yeah. They need a victim, right?
They do. They need someone to control it, absolutely. But they would never do it socially. Most of them wouldn't anyway. You know, they would definitely spend more time charming strangers than being kind to the people that they are supposed to care about. So that's, you know, where Find You came from, when you stop chasing and you start to, you know, accept who you are, then what is real will find you.
Right. Time to let what's real find you.
That's right. So the next one, next song I want to talk about is called Wasting Time, Saving Face. So that sort of captures, you know, the moments, you know, when I, you know, hit rock bottom. You know, I really felt like, you know, everything was closing in on me, that I had wasted my life. And at that moment, you know, I realized that I was holding on to a lot of things that was not working for me, that were actually really toxic for me. I felt at the same time that I lost my way, I also found my way at the same moment, because that's what rock bottom often will do, is, you know, put you in a place where you have to make a decision. And I, you know, one of the things I thought about hitting rock bottom is, you know, I was ashamed that I had hit such a low point. So, and once I accepted that, you know, I had chosen to live a toxic life, and that I was wasting my time doing it, it was a wake-up call for me. It was a big aha moment.
Let's hear it. Let's hear that aha moment. Here comes Wasting Time, Saving Face.
The sky fell down and shattered without a sound. A moth to the flame and desert to
say about that song is, you know, I end the song with I've got to be much better than fine, because people with, in my opinion, people with high functioning depression like I had and high functioning anxiety function well, and they will tell everybody they're fine and they're not. So that's where that lyric comes from there. So we're going to move on to Undearly Departed.
Undearly Departed. What is that one about?
That is dedicated to the dead people that passed on all the toxic crap and didn't bother to fix themselves.
I love it.
I know. It wasn't very delicately put. But that really is the truth. So you think about, you know, when we were listening to Gail last week, you know, the alcoholism that ran in her family and the effects, multi-generational effects from that, you know, lasted for decades. It crosses time zones. So the Undearly Departed is sort of a play on, you know, the whole funeral, because what they have left behind is not so dear.
Right, right. Okay, let's hear it. Undearly Departed.
Wonder why you gave us life, needed someplace for your knife. Scattered glass across the floor, 1,000 cuts, I reached the door. No time left to borrow, souls filled with sorrow. Pretty face and monster eyes, a legacy that we despise. Take my weary hand, come with me to an honest land. No need to finish what they started.
A little bit of an acidic tone, but that's, you know, okay, because we're going to validate, that's what we're doing, we're validating the pain and the rage that's associated for us being living a false life caused by people who never fixed their shit.
Right.
So, you know, I start off, wonder why you gave us life, needed someplace for your knife. You know, really? You know, why are you going to have children and screw them up the exact same way that you were screwed up? Is there any thought put into that at all?
So true.
So, you know, that's where I work on, you know, pretty face and monster eyes, a legacy that we despise. That's an ode to the family that looks so perfect from the outside. And you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And you don't know the suffering that permeates decades and generations. And I'm going to say that a lot because it lasts forever until somebody wakes up and stops and says, this is enough, you know, but then I try to turn it into a little positive, you know, come with me to an honest land. Don't finish what they started, you know, just because we've been immersed in it. And force fed a toxic life doesn't mean we have to hold on to it. So, but again, that goes into, you know, validating the rage and the pain is okay. What we have to do is just stop unpacking and living there.
Yeah.
You know? So that's where, you know, I try to validate lyrically where people are coming from, in those lyrics right there.
I love the Sorry. Message. I love it.
And let's see, the pretty face, no time left to borrow. You know, it's, you don't want to spend your whole life living the way they did. And it doesn't matter if you're 20, 40, 60, or 70, at least preserve what you have left.
Yeah, and I'd like to think that's why you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, live, you know, you want to live the rest of your life on your own terms, regardless of, you know, where you are, you know, age-wise.
For sure.
So on to the next one.
All right. Remember.
Remember. So I had this craving to write a rap song. I don't know if I did it well, but I did enjoy writing it. And I did appreciate what you did with it.
I did my best.
I think I was, you know, I was trying to be Eminem and Drake. And I failed, but I did have fun. I had fun failing.
Well, listen, you know, we emulate certain styles of music that we don't necessarily do as well as we'd like to, but we make it our own. And that's what we did.
That's what we did. So the premise behind Remember is we see this meme a lot. Remember who you were before they told you who to be. I see that a lot. And it was really inspired by that. That's where this Drake Eminem wannabe song came from. Nice. So why don't we take a listen?
Let's take a listen to Remember.
Lyrical lunatic, cutting ties. I didn't pick a saboteur with eyes that bleed. Red as fire, white as death, it beats so hard inside my chest. Who do I feed?
I'm free.
Remember who you were before they told you who to be.
I'm free.
Remember what you saw when they told you not to see.
I'm free.
Remember what is true when they told you to lie. When you ask yourself why.
All right. I do like it.
I do too.
I'm free.
I love that.
So I start off saying lyrical lunatic, cutting ties I didn't pick. You know, part of my denial, and I did this a lot in my career, is I love to write and I love words. And I ignored that, didn't face it, didn't acknowledge it, didn't even get it. And all these words, you know, and thoughts were always running through my head. And one of the things they want you to do on a healing journey is journal. And that's how I started, you know, writing, you know, got to my first book. And
'cause originally you thought you were more of a fitness.
I mean, I was in the fitness world and I was in the sales world.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I had to like close that deal. You know, I had to engage that client and get them to like the product, which means, you know, they'd like me and I'd be great.
So you neglected your creative spirit.
I destroyed it because right. It would come out in all the wrong ways.
And it's funny because I did the opposite. I neglected my business savvy and went the creative route, all creative all the time. And it's so interesting. Like now I'm looking back going, you know what? I'm pretty entrepreneurial, actually. I'm pretty savvy. Right. No, you know,
you are like a big picture, like, you know, you're a director, you're a big picture person, you know, you definitely are like that. And I was living like that and I can do it. I'm capable. But I hate it.
It's so interesting how we switch, like you change roles. Like you remember who you were before they told you who to be. Once you figure it out, it takes time to find out who you are.
Once you start disengaging and distancing yourself from all the toxic behavior, you do remember who you're supposed to be. You know, and we have red as fire, white as death, beat so hard inside my chest. Because that captures the perpetual anxiety and depression that rules your life and the extreme choices you make and the poor extreme choices you make as a result of not remembering who you're supposed to be, you know, who you really are.
Right.
So, and, you know, when I say when they remember what you saw when they told you not to see, because they told you to do the opposite of what was good for you. Remember what is true when they told you to lie. They told you who to be. It was a lie. It wasn't true. Remember all the reasons. Why am I here at rock bottom? Or why am I at a good place? Right. What are the reasons? So,
and then you'll be free. When you remember who you are and you start doing the things you really want to do, you'll be free.
Yeah, it's very empowering to be distanced from the toxicity. And I think that I'm free captures that empowering feeling and taking back your power by not being in that trap anymore.
Yeah.
So moving on to Long Way Around.
Long Way Around.
Yeah. So it captures a lot of different things. The main one is that the healing journey is not linear. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's clear, sometimes it's confusing.
But I like those opening lyrics, going to change my name, going to change what I do, going to change my mind because I can't change you. I really love that because we can only change ourselves. We can't change other people.
And that's what it takes is you have to learn to accept what you can control. And let go of what you can't. And that's where I'm not, you know, in that first, I try to capture, I'm not pointing the finger. I'm acknowledging my role in getting back to me.
Right. Let's hear it. Long way around.
It's all part of the healing journey, as well as the grieving process. A lot of times what's hard about the healing journey is grieving the life that you didn't have. Prior to being able to do that, you know, you run around like a chicken with your head cut off. You could be gambling, shopping, perfectionistic, overly busy, overachieving, underachieving. Eating disorders, you can do any of that to avoid grieving the life that, you know, you didn't have. So then in the middle of that grieving process, once you get rid of all those bad behaviors and those bad habits and you move forward into your healing journey, it still sometimes feel like you're crawling up a mountain.
But it's worth it.
It's absolutely worth it.
That's the important part.
Absolutely. You know, that's why I say it's a long way around just to get through. Because it's worth it.
Yes.
So moving on to
break in the bend. Yes.
Break in the bend. So the break in the bend is growth is painful. And anytime you're uncomfortable or scared, that means, you know, you're being challenged for a good reason. The universe is challenging you for all the right reasons. They put something in front of you. And it's scary. And we're raised to probably run from that, be blind to it, and avoid it. And that's where the deja vu catch 22, because it's miserable to stay and very scary to change. So you're always in that, you know, confusing haze, you know, as you navigate, you know, what are the better options? To stay the same, be comfortably miserable, or be really scared and get pat through that fear to get to a better place. And I decided that being miserable was worse. And that's where the break in the bend, the road turns. Things change.
So you say break, it's actually B-R-A-K-E.
Right.
Right? Not that a break kind of, like a B-R-E-A-K.
Yes. You're slowing down as life changes rather than snapping. So you're slowing down as things are presented to you. You're pausing. You're taking a step back. What's really happening here without reacting a break in the bend is a response to, you know, where you're supposed to be headed, and not a rejection or reaction just because you're scared.
Awesome. Let's hear a break in the bend.
Every time I wake,
talk about, you know, I could use a friend. Part of the healing journey is becoming friends with yourself. Most, you know, from a social standpoint, you're not friends with people you dislike. So if you dislike yourself, you can't be friends with yourself.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So that's where, you know, I use that line. And when I say, you know, I can't go through this again. I can't keep reacting the same way to the toxic people in my life. I just can't. I have to do something different. And then they say time heals all wounds. And I don't believe that. I disagree with that. And I do say that quite clearly there.
So it's not time that heals all wounds. What is it that heals all wounds?
Acceptance and awareness. Those two things.
So just time alone isn't going to do it. You can't just sit there and wait.
No, because, you know, those bad habits are still there.
Right.
You know, so that's why I say I threw away all the bags that were mine. And that's what heals the wounds.
Yeah.
So next one. Scraping you off. So There's a lot there for that one. One of the inspirations for this song was Bessel van der Kolk's The Body Keeps a Score. He wrote, he's a medical doctor, and I think he's the one that discovered PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So he talks about the damage that depression and anxiety can do to the body. And depression and anxiety are caused a lot by unhealed, in my case, it was caused by unhealed emotional abuse. You know, I didn't address the effects of that. And I think that, you know, your brain can make you sick if it's not operating the way it should be, and you're not living an authentic life.
Right. It's like last week when we spoke to Gail. And she was talking about how her husband was an alcoholic, but then her doctor said, you have PTSD just based on what she's been dealing with.
And she was having all these medical issues because of it.
Yeah.
Which is, so that's where, you know, the body knows what the mind and soul can't see comes in. So, the symbol of the song, the song symbolically is a metaphor for, I'm not going to be a dumping ground for you anymore. I'm not going to be your narcissistic supply anymore. Your happiness is not my responsibility.
Right. That's great. Let's listen to Scraping You Off.
10,000 miles from where I'm supposed to be. Another bitter memory.
that song rocks.
It does, you know, and one of the phrases there, so many tricks and names for this, you know, because that's where, you know, toxic people employ fear, obligation, and guilt in a myriad of ways. And it's tricks and names, and it is designed to confuse you and control you. And it makes you unable to breathe. And once you recognize that it's happening and you can distance yourself from it, you can definitely scrape it off. And one of the things is, this time, my time, next time, lifeline. This time I'm not a place to put your trash. My time, it's my turn to figure me out. Next time, I'm going to learn from this. I'm not going to keep doing things the same way and expecting a different result. And lifeline, you're throwing yourself a lifeline with awareness and acceptance. And, you know, it releases yourself from the war that they keep trying to, you know, keep have it raging on inside you. That's what they want, because they have it, you know. You have what's missing in them, and they want to kill it.
Wow.
So that's where scraping you off stems from. The next one, keep on keeping on.
Right.
So this is a good one.
This was one of the first ones we did, I think.
We did. And your brother played a little guitar in that.
That's right. Thank you, Dr. Lenny.
Very sweet guitar. So, you know, this is designed to be positive in the face of so much adversity. And when you are surrounded by toxic family members that you need to, or, you know, toxic and significant others, whatever it is that you have to, that you've decided need to be removed from your life or minimize contact, it's keep on keeping on, because it's not easy.
It's not.
There's a lot of guilt. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of, they're always pecking at you. You know,
well, they need their supplies, so they'll keep bothering
exactly.
You. They're not going to leave
trying.
You alone. Right.
They won't leave you alone, and they got to keep trying. And you got to keep on keeping on. Stay your course. Find your truth. Be authentic.
That's right. Here it is. Keep on keeping on.
Is this a bitter end or a brand new start? Am I falling together or am I falling apart? It hurts to be stuck where I don't belong. Keep on keeping on when the road gets long. They push me down just to catch my fall.
Exactly. So when you, a lot of people realize and they wake up and they realize that, you know, they cannot change their toxic family. They will never have the kind of parents that they needed. It feels like a bitter end, but it's also a brand new start at the same time.
Right.
And you feel like, you know, how can I go on? You know, I feel like you feel like you're falling apart because you have to now acknowledge that you need to make a decision about your family. And in a way, you know, is it falling apart? I see it as falling together, but you can look at it both ways depending on, you know, where you're at. I use the term, they push me down just to catch my fall. You know, that again, manipulation.
So they cause you to fall so they can be the hero to catch you from the fall.
That's always a trap.
Right. It's a double-edged sword.
You know, You know, every necklace that my mother gave me was really a rope.
And she needed somewhere to put her knife.
Exactly. And I'm not the only one that feels that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talk about, you know, my wings were broken from towing that line, because you can't fly when you're towing the generational trauma line. And right. It goes far back, well entrenched, but you can't fly. So
when somebody's holding you down with a necklace rope around your neck, there's
exactly.
No flying. You can't fly.
Exactly. But no matter how hard it is, you know, the further along you get in your healing journey, the easier it is to keep on keeping on.
Yes.
So, and
we've got one more.
Song,
yes, one
last
more.
Last song on our first album is called Shame Busted.
Shame Busted.
So, and it really simple, you know, we are raised on shame and blame. My parents were raised on shame and blame. Their parents were raised on shame and blame. So we all keep carrying these bags, and we never really stand, walk, run, you know, function. We're trapped by this heavy load that we keep carrying that keeps getting passed down.
Yes. Well, let's hear Shame Busted.
Take back your bags. I got myself a plan. Take back your bags, 'cause I can barely stand. And if I can't stand, then how can I walk? And if I can't walk, then how can I run? And if I can't run, 'cause I'm trapped inside the cage you built around my mind. Oh, shame busted through and took a bite out of me. I knocked the door and threw away the key. Oh, shame cut right through and brought me to my knees. Black, white, right, wrong, flight, fight, freeze. Oh, like a rocket on fire, always wanting more.
Oh, I love that.
So, you know, when I talk about shame busted through and took a bite out of me, because that's really what shame eats away your soul. And it never stops until you face it. And when I say I locked the door and threw away the key, so I completely blocked myself off from my true self, my authentic self, who I was supposed to be. And that's what shame will bring you to your knees. And the last line, that chorus, black, white, right, wrong, fight, flight, freeze, you know, that symbolizes, you know, our emergency response that gets activated whenever we feel shame, you know. So, you know, the fight, flight, freeze, that's an automatic response to intense fear. And we will do anything to avoid feeling that. And we will respond. We will react in extreme ways to avoid feeling that shame. And that's where that line comes in. It's almost like, you know, a pinball machine. You know, you're just bouncing back and forth from situations that trigger shame.
Yeah.
Until you look at these situations realistically, you're going to always be in fight, flight, freeze mode.
Right. So you have to work hard to not get triggered and to find a new way to handle things rather than absorbing the shame into your psyche.
Right. You know, you have to face it head on. And that's very, very hard to do. But it's worth it.
It is. Yeah.
Because, you know, when you see people, you know, reacting now, when I know that they're being triggered by shame, you could see them start to freak out, you know, and they don't think that people, you know, probably most people don't notice, or they'll be like, oh, he's freaking out, but not really know why, or she's freaking out, not really know why. But I know why. Been there, did
right,
that.
That's right. And wrote about it.
And wrote about it. And talk about it. So that I'm hoping that, you know, the listeners will get some affirmation and validation from the music. I really do.
Yeah, this is a good way to remember some of the concepts too, because lyrics are, you know, lyrics and music are easier to remember sometimes than just prose, you know. So hopefully this will make people, help them on their healing journey towards songs for the healing journey.
I hope so.
Yes.
And I think, forward,
go ahead.
We'll look forward to reconvening in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. And I think we'll end this episode with the song we started with, Broken and Brave, which is a little sneak peek of the next album.
Yes. When are we releasing that? It's up to you, Genius.
I don't know. When it's finished, we have work to do. Well, this concludes Stuck Stops Here, Season 4, Episode 2. If you want to hear more of the songs, you can hear them on Spotify, Apple Music,
Amazon, everywhere. And Google.
Amazon and Google. And
I'm like fungus. I'm everywhere.
And we should put that in the show notes.
Yes, boss.
All right. All right, everybody. Catch you next time.
Sometimes I can't help it. I count the good times I never had. I woke up and felt it, breathing in. From your atomic rage, the more I feel, the more I know. Time for me to turn the page. Knock me over with a feather, crush me like a tidal wave. We're deceived. Soul fight, I will win. Yesterday.